On s'excuse du délai un petit peu. Là. So, excuse us for the little delay. Instead of 7, it's a little after. Thank you for coming to the special meeting tonight. Merci d'avoir venu à cette rencontre spéciale aujourd'hui, le 24 mars 2025. So, 24th of March 2025. Before we start, we're going to add, since all of council are present, we're going to add one item to this agenda. On va ajouter un item à l'agenda parce qu'on est tous ici, là, on a quorum. Donc, l'ajout, c'est pour mandater M. Renaud Soucy, avocat de la firme DHC Avocat. C'est pour sécuriser et procéder au nettoyage du 322 route 105. So, the addition is to mandate our lawyer, M. Renaud Soucy, from DHC, to go ahead with to secure and to proceed for the cleaning of 322 route 105. Fait que pour l'agenda, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll second it.
Luc Tivierge. Well, I'm sorry, Maureen was first. Maureen Rice.
It's okay.
Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui. Ben, c'était-tu oui. Luc qui a proposé oui. l'agenda ou c'était juste ça?
Non, c'est Luc qui l'a dit first.
Si ça sonnait comme je
dis. Non, je sais.
La prière, c'est bien juste ça, c'est ça?
Non, Maureen Rice.
Ben, c'est ça. On peut faire unanime.
C'est fait. It's done now.
Oui.
Tout le monde est d'accord?
On est unanime.
Unanime?
Merci.
Numéro 3, réception de l'avis de convocation. Tout le monde a reçu. Everyone received the notice of meeting.
Merci.
4. Donc, on demande de rencontre avec les instances responsables du CLSC, mon Dieu, j'ai de la maladie. Et notre député provincial, M. Robert Bussière, afin de discuter des récentes coupures de services proposées par au CLSC de l'eau. So, number 4 is to request for a meeting with CLSC authorities and our provincial deputy, Monsieur Robert Bussière, to discuss the proposed service cuts at our CLSC in Lowe. So I'm going to read the French version in part, and Maureen Rice will be reading the English version of the resolution. Donc on se sépare, puis aussi Joanne Maillé va m'aider avec le CV en français. Maureen McAvoy va aider Maureen Rice avec CV en anglais. Donc, je vais commencer avec le français. Donc, c'est demande d'action sur les réductions de services du CLSC et les questions de soins de santé. Considérant que le CLSC de l'eau joue un rôle essentiel dans la prestation de services de santé et de services sociaux à notre population, en particulier aux résidences des régions rurales. Considérant que l'accès aux services de santé locaux est un enjeu crucial pour nos résidents en raison de l'éloignement des hôpitaux et des services spécialisés. Considérant que la population de notre municipalité et des environs compte sur le CLSC pour obtenir des services essentiels, notamment des soins infirmiers, du soutien à domicile, des services psychosociaux et de la prévention en santé publique. Considérant que la crise des soins de santé dans notre province, y compris la pénurie de professionnels de santé comme les médecins de famille, les infirmières et les techniciens médicaux d'urgence, a déjà un impact négatif profond et généralisé sur tous les citoyens, avec un accès inadéquat aux soins de santé pour les aînés, les jeunes, les familles, les étudiants, les personnes handicapées et les personnes qui ont besoin de services de santé mentale. Considérant qu'alors que le premier ministre, M. François Legault, déclare dans son plan d'action 2024 à 2029 fierté de vieillir, que nous devons contribuer à travailler, continuer à travailler pour permettre de vieillir en santé et en sécurité à la maison. Son gouvernement met en œuvre une réduction de 1,5 milliard de dollars dans le financement des soins de santé. Considérant que les résidents de notre région, en particulier les personnes âgées, risquent de subir d'autres pertes importantes en raison des compressions budgétaires proposées dans les services de soins en santé, en particulier avec la réduction du CLSC à une seule journée de service par semaine, disponible sur rendez-vous seulement à compter du 1er avril. Considérant que la communauté a exprimé son inquiétude quant à la capacité du système de santé locale à répondre aux besoins de notre population et que les services offerts à nos citoyens sont de plus en plus réduits. Considérant que les défis... Excusez. Considérant que les défis liés à l'accès aux soins de santé sont exacerbés pour notre communauté bilingue qui reçoit des soins dans sa langue. Considérant que la santé est une responsabilité provinciale, mais que la représentation de la population locale et la défense de ses besoins incombent au conseil municipal. Considérant que les municipalités sont les paliers de gouvernement le plus près des citoyens et qu'elles doivent être informées de tout changement au service de santé afin de mieux répondre aux préoccupations de leur population. Considérant que la communication entre le CLSC et les municipalités avoisinantes est essentielle pour assurer une planification adéquate de services locaux et pour prévenir les impacts négatifs sur les résidents. Considérant que le maintien de l'amélioration des services de santé locaux en milieu rural nécessite une collaboration étroite entre les autorités municipales et les établissements de santé. Considérant que les sous-signés croient que le système de soins de santé actuel est brisé et doit être amélioré par des efforts de collaboration entre les intervenants municipaux, provinciaux et des soins de santé afin de faire face à la crise de façon efficace. Considérant que le Conseil canton de l'eau a déjà adopté plusieurs résolutions, 2023-025, 2023-167, 2024-050, demandant des statistiques, de l'aide, une amélioration et une garantie de service de la part de divers acteurs clés. Donc, il y en a plusieurs paliers du gouvernement. Considérant que tout... Les tentatives de discussion n'ont donné lieu à aucune réponse ou action. Considérant que le Conseil des maires de MRC de Vallée-Gatineau a également adopté plusieurs résolutions demandant des statistiques, de l'aide, une amélioration et une garantie de service de la part de divers acteurs clés.
Par ces motifs, ce Conseil déclare que le préambule fait partie intégrante de la présente résolution, s'unit à ses citoyens pour protester contre les coupures, s'engager à défendre le bien-être du futur de tous les résidents en garantissant la transparence, une communication adéquate concernant tout changement proposé aux services locaux, demande formellement une rencontre d'urgence avec M. Benoît Valiquette, directeur du réseau local des services de la vallée de la Gatineau du CSSO et de notre député Robert Bussard, afin de discuter des coupures de services proposées et d'exploiter des pistes de solutions et exiger que toutes les options soient considérées afin de maintenir l'accès aux services de santé pour nos résidents. Déclare son engagement à participer activement par l'entremise d'une cellule de crise avec tous les intervenants, y compris le gouvernement, les professionnels de la santé, les services sociaux et les intervenants d'urgence afin d'élaborer une stratégie globale pour faire face à la crise actuelle des soins de santé dans notre région et de plaider en faveur du rétablissement et de l'amélioration des services de soins de santé dans notre communauté, entre autres avec le CLSC. Transmet une copie de la présente résolution à la MRC Vallée de Gatineau et les autres MRC limitrophes, ainsi qu'aux municipalités qui composent les différentes MRC. Autorise par la présente Madame la mairesse et la directrice générale, Madame Myriam Nadon, et leur remplaçant à signer au nom de la municipalité tous les documents donnant effet à la présente résolution.
Donc là, je demanderai à Maureen Rice de commencer. OK.
I do have a question. Mm-hmm. In considering les enseignants croient que le système, we talk about municipal and provincial, can we add regional? In the third last on the first page, Carol. And then where we talk about transmitting a copy to the MRC VG, can we also add Pontiac and Deschamps?
Yes.
Adjoining MRCs.
Adjoining MRCs. I said it out loud.
Yeah,
wasn't
we've said
written.
It. Yeah. Yeah, we just missed it.
Well, we don't know. Maybe they're...
No, we will add.
We want them to have a copy.
No, what I'm saying is they may be facing some similar.
Yeah. We want to send ours to them.
Yes, yeah. Perfect.
Okay. Maybe we should even add the FUM.
Yep.
Actually, so I'm going to read the resolution in English. It is a resolution to request action on CLSC service cuts and health care issues. Whereas the CLSC of Lowell plays a vital role in providing health care and social services to our population, particularly for residents living in rural areas. Whereas access to local health care services is a crucial issue for our residents due to the distance from hospitals and specialized services. Whereas the population of our municipality and surrounding areas relies on the CLSC for essential services, including nursing care, home support, psychosocial services, and public health prevention. Whereas the healthcare crisis in our province, including shortages of medical professionals such as family doctors, nurses, and emergency medical technicians, already has a profound and widespread negative impact on all citizens, with inadequate access to healthcare for seniors, youth, families, students, the disabled, and those requiring mental health services. Whereas while Premier François Legault declares in his 2024-2029 action plan, Fierté de vieillir, that we must continue to work to enable healthy and safe aging at home, his government is implementing a $1.5 billion cut in healthcare funding. Whereas the residents of our region, particularly seniors, are facing further significant loss due to proposed budget cuts to healthcare services, particularly with the low CLSC being reduced to only one service day per week, available by appointment only, beginning April 1. Whereas the community has expressed concern about the local healthcare system's ability to meet the needs of our population and that services for our citizens are being further diminished. Whereas these challenges of access to healthcare are exacerbated for our bilingual community to receive care in their language. Whereas health is a provincial responsibility, but representing our local population and advocating for its needs rests with municipal councils. Whereas municipalities are the closest level of government to citizens and must be informed of any changes to healthcare services to better respond to the concerns of their population. Whereas communication between the CLSC and neighboring municipalities is essential to ensure proper planning of local services and to prevent negative impacts on residents. Whereas maintaining and improving local health care services in rural areas requires close collaboration among municipal authorities and health care institutions. Whereas the undersigned believe that the current healthcare system is broken and needs to be improved through collaborative efforts involving municipal, regional, provincial, and healthcare stakeholders to address the crisis effectively. Whereas Council of the Township of Lowe has previously passed multiple resolutions in 2023, two in 2023, and one in 2024, requesting statistics, assistance, enhancement, and guarantee of service from various key players. Whereas all attempts in discussion have not resulted in any response or action, considering that whereas the Council of Mayors of the MRC of the Vallée de la Gatineau has also adopted several resolutions related to healthcare.
For these reasons, the Council states that the preamble is an integral part of this resolution. Stand united with it. Stands united with the citizens in protesting these cuts and commit to advocating for the future well-being of all residents, ensuring transparency and proper communication regarding any proposed changes to local services. Formally requests, declares its commitment to active...
Formally requests an emergency meeting.
Guys changed it. Formally requests an emergency meeting with Mr. Benoit Valiquette, director of the C3SO Vallée-Gatineau Local Services Network, and the MNA Robert Broussière to discuss the proposed service cuts, explore potential solutions, and demand that all options be considered to maintain access to healthcare services for our residents. Declare its commitment to actively engage through a crisis cell with all stakeholders, including government representatives, healthcare professionals, social services, emergency responders, to develop a comprehensive strategy to address the ongoing healthcare crisis in our region and to advocate for the restoration and improvement of healthcare services for our community. Forwards a copy of this resolution to the MRCVG and its member municipalities for their support. Authorizes hereby the Mrs. Carol Robert, the Mayor, Director General, and Clerk Treasurer, Mrs. Marianne Nadon, and their replacements to sign for and on behalf of the Municipality of the Township of Lowe all documents giving effect to this resolution.
I'd like to suggest that we adopt this unanimously.
Yes.
Donc c'est unanime.
That's very good, by the way. Extremely good. That recommendation to SQFF2M is very good. That should go to all municipalities in the province. We're not the only ones, but a rural CLSC. The other important thing that maybe I want to ask you, did you confirm the one-day service a week?
I could not get an answer.
No, well, I can tell you why it's problematic. Their answer is services have not been cut at all. And if you ask me that technically, it's true. You make a call and you make a reservation, an appointment, they will meet you in Lowe. Mm-hmm. That's not the problem in Lowe. The big problem in Lowe is the criteria to reach the CLSC. It's little things like that that could be changed quite easily that they don't want to do because they want to cut services by the back door. If they change some of the criteria, people would have access. Everybody says, I've called for blood work. Oh, we're all booked. They didn't say we're going to put on another day for blood work. No, it's booked. Go somewhere else. You call, nobody answers. The door is locked. They leave. They don't follow up. They go somewhere else. You call, they send you to Gracefield. The hospital in town, you're discharged from the hospital from surgery or sudden illness.
Yeah, we're not done. I'm sorry, Mrs.
Does not appear there.
We're not done the meeting.
No.
So the question period's after.
Yeah. But I just don't want your resolution to have something that isn't factual.
I have some unconfirmed information, but I'll talk about it after the
Said in our resolution wasn't the fact that they closed it to 1 day a week. They're proposing to close it to 1 day a week. So it's a proposed cut. That means that it might happen or it might not happen.
C'est pas les questions, là. On continue la rencontre. On va continuer.
It doesn't have a falsehood in it. The same thing with the $50 transport that happened.
Okay, I just said we're going to continue our meeting.
Okay, go ahead.
After that, once we're done with our resolutions, then there's a question period.
Can we add the FQM to our list?
Yes. OK. Fait que là, on va aller notre résolution qu'on a ajoutée pour mandater M. Renaud Soucy, avocat de la firme DHC Avocat, pour sécuriser et procéder au nettoyage du 322 route 105. So, to mandate our lawyer, Renaud Soucy, to go ahead and get a... To secure and get the property cleaned at 322 Route 105. So I need a proposer.
Luc.
Ghislain Robert. Donc Luc Thivierge et Ghislain Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord, mais bon,
unanime. On va le mettre unanime.
Unanime?
Oui.
Yeah.
And are we okay in the resolution, Carol, if we just take out being reduced and add in the proposed cuts to service?
Okay, so you're back on this? Okay.
Well, just so the correction is made.
Well, we can... until the...
Final
draft is proposed.
Yeah.
We can make changes as long as it doesn't change the essence.
Context,
yeah. The essence of the whole.
Mm-hmm. So fine. We'll make the correct.
Only one service day per week.
Okay.
Anyway, so coming back to.
Now it's the question period.
Yes. Period de questions. Oui, madame. Vous êtes?
Moi, c'est Louise Lacombe. Je disais que si la CLSC va fermer, après ça, on n'aura plus de mairesse, on n'aura plus de conseillère. On n'aura plus rien pour nous défendre, nous autres. Parce que le premier besoin, là, ouais, c'est la santé. Ils disent que c'est la plus grande richesse. Mais on a besoin de tout ensemble, les taxes de tout le monde. Puis de toutes les. Si on veut attirer les jeunes chez nous, là, ouais, la CLSC, c'est primordial. Puis après ça, pour la santé, là, ouais, bien, ça prend de l'argent. Fait que si on n'attire pas des gens, le village lourd, Venasta, ça va mourir.
On est très au courant de ça, madame.
Oui, mais c'est pour ça que je trouve que vous dites que vous avez fait des efforts avec l'autobus scolaire, pour garder notre CLSC.
Pardon?
Ça fait 40 ans qu'il existe. Tout, là, l'autre fois, quand on a eu le contrat, vous aviez fait pour que ça rouvre le CLSC, vous étiez là, vous.
Oui.
Bon. Fait qu'on peut encore faire de quoi? Parce qu'il y a 40 ans, c'était celle-là, puis il vaut la peine d'être
vivant. On peut le faire, oui, mais on l'a fait avec le support de toutes les maires de la MRC ici, et incluant le bureau MRC, qui ont organisé qu'est-ce qu'on a fait.
Quand je vous dis que moi, je téléphone pour m'envoyer à Gracefield, là,
oui.
C'est pas normal. OK? Puis là, je dis, il y a l'eau. Ah, bien, correct, là, il m'envoie à l'eau. Fait que, comment veux-tu, c'est pas les statistiques que l'eau est pas, c'est pas bon ici, le CLSC, parce qu'il nous chippe ailleurs.
Mm-hmm.
Puis quand j'étais malade, là, bon, ben Maureen est venue chez nous, j'étais bien contente, mais j'ai trouvé ça long de partir de chez nous jusqu'à l'hôpital. Je pensais mourir. Puis quand, ça a l'air niaiseux, là, mais cognez-vous, là, une journée par semaine, moi, je trouve qu'il devrait avoir quelqu'un au CLSC à chaque jour, OK? Cogne-toi un orteil, là, bien comme il faut, là, puis qu'elle sent, tu sais, fait mal, il n'y a pas personne entre ses roses. Mais moi, ça m'est arrivé. J'étais contente d'avoir, moi, je viens de la Mauricie, puis t'appelais loin, puis quand il y avait une urgence de même, il y avait quelqu'un. Mais, puis dans tous les villages, là, avant ça, il y avait une sage-femme. Il y avait quelqu'un pour répondre. Mais nous autres, on n'aura plus rien, ça n'a aucun bon sens, je vous le dis. Si ça laisse ça ferme, après ça, vous autres, vous ne serez plus là non plus. Non, mais je voulais. Non, attendez, là, je parle à tous vous autres. Puis c'est vrai, ça. Puis moi, je trouve que qu'est-ce qui est important, là, au moins, c'est de garder pas les différences, de garder ce qui nous unit, puis de voir une solution pour. Tu sais, on n'est pas tout. Je ne suis pas tout le temps d'accord avec vous autres, vous n'êtes pas tout le temps d'accord avec moi, mais moi, je préfère mon opinion de garder la CLSC ouverte. Mm-hmm.
Les statistiques sont fausses aussi,
ben,
parce que même
oui.
Si on va plus loin que ça, les gens qui dénoncent sont envoyés à Cantley.
Mm-hmm.
Ça fait aucun sens, ils sont juste là. Mm-hmm. Mais non, ils ne prennent pas les sites. Fait que c'est sûr que les statistiques sont basses. Mais il envoie tout le monde à l'entour de nous autres.
C'est quoi les statistiques?
Il y a une partie de Denholm qui viennent ici.
Mais le problème,
mais le
c'est
plus
qu'à
gros,
des statistiques, Carole, c'est que les statistiques sont faussées.
Le
à
plus gros,
de ça.
À un point même, Denholm, les gens descendent en ville pour travailler. Puis à un point, ils sont fait refuser Aussi, il y a le site Kentley.
Ben, c'est fait un gros problème.
Encore là, ils sont battus.
Ouais. Puis, regardez, tu sais, quand le Colette en a envoyé là-bas, sous, où il y avait, des... en tout cas, il y avait tous les le députés, en tout cas, tout le monde était rassemblé loin. Puis, le monsieur qui défend les droits des travailleurs, là, bon, mais qu'est-ce qu'il a dit? Il dit, c'est ceux qui parlent fort, puis qui ont des bons points, qui vont amener quelque chose. Parce que la CLSC, avant que j'ai connu en 1980, là, quand j'ai eu 5 enfants, c'était bon, il y avait un psychologue, il y avait quelqu'un pour les prises de sang, il y avait un tout. Mais on va avoir un projet pilote ici. Puis, les enfants, on vit dans un monde où il y a beaucoup de problèmes de drogue, de boissons, de maladies psychologiques. Pourquoi qu'on n'essayera pas d'avoir... moi, en tout cas, je sais bien que mon médecin est encore à Mauricie. Pourquoi faire? Parce que j'en ai pas de médecin ici. Puis c'est un manque, ça. Mais il y a quelque chose à faire avec notre CLSC. Attirer des bons spécialistes et bien les payer. Mais c'est tout le monde. Un jour, c'est quand on a besoin qu'on voit que le CLSC...
J'aimerais bien ça attirer les médecins. Mais ils veulent pas venir ici parce qu'on est trop proche de l'urbain. Fait que, laissez-moi finir. Puis qu'est-ce qui arrive, c'est que s'ils vont à Gracefield, ils sont promis d'avoir entre 120 et 130 % de leur salaire. Venir ici, ils ont 100 % juste comme s'ils étaient en urbain. C'est pour ça qu'ils ne veulent pas venir ici. On s'est fait dire...
Moi, je trouve, là, hein, tu sais, il y a tout le temps un moyen...
C'est plate à dire, mais c'est le moyen.
Peut-être qu'il peut avoir... En tout cas, je ne sais pas, mais je trouve qu'avec tout le monde, on a tout le monde intelligent, là, je pense, mais avec toutes les idées mises à la table, il y a quelque chose qu'on peut faire, ou même ça serait un travailleur social, même ça serait... Mais ça prend quelqu'un qui est là à chaque jour.
Bon, là, je vais revenir à ce que moi j'ai su, puis c'est pas officiel, c'est pas officiel.
Mais l'hôpital, la Duke-Fil, ça va fermer. Quand j'étais à l'hôpital, là, cet hiver, là, c'est pas les voisins, là, c'est eux autres qui m'ont dit, c'est rendu 18, ça va fermer. Qu'il y aurait une pandémie, là, puis que, admettons que le feu pogne, je vais pas souhaiter de malheur, mais à Gracefield, puis qu'il arrive de quoi, qu'on est tous, tu sais, chacun pour soi, comme qu'on a vécu, là, ben où est-ce qu'on va aller? Mm-hmm. Moi, en tout cas, je trouve que c'est mieux de prévenir que de guérir.
Tu as raison. Madame Canavan.
I think what you're doing now is what was needed. We need municipal involvement. That's really good. Everything you said there is true. Everything. What they're going to get you on is technicalities.
Of course.
Because they've already told me, we're not cutting services, you're getting your services. It's not true. They're doing it by criteria. If you can put enough pressure, we will have our CLSC, mm-hmm. And they're going to have to change the criteria. They're going to have somebody answer that phone, because if somebody in a crisis calls and put in the name of the person, well, you're sick. You're not able to punch in anything. You don't know their name, you don't know anything. Mm-hmm. The criteria they put in is what is destroying our CLSC.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that it wouldn't be busy. It's because the system doesn't let the calls get through. There's all kinds of reasons. People being let out of hospitals in town, low CLSC doesn't exist on the board. In the Gatineau and Hull hospitals. We have two people that can confirm that.
Yeah.
Now imagine, low CLSC doesn't exist. Why do you think it's not listed? There's all kinds of things like that that I've managed to get over the years of the criteria that's wrong. Like that one day, if that isn't right, if they actually say, No, because apparently the journalist last week, she says, I called them. No, we're not cutting services. It's true. They're not cutting what there is. If you make an appointment, they'll send somebody down to meet with you for a mental problem or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's true.
Yes.
But you can't get through on the phone, or you're too sick to do it that way. You're in an emergency situation. So any of these things, and we've got the school there with a number of children that get services, those parents should be in on this. They're very important. They have kids there that are in a crisis, would need somebody here. So the original mandate of the CLSCs was very well described. You go back to its original mandate with a doctor. There's no reason we shouldn't have a doctor. The doctors don't want to come. The government sent our money from the CLSC to the GMF and the Groupe de Médecine Familiale. They were given some of the services. They no longer will take your blood pressure or a diabetes test for you. The nurse isn't busy. Oh, well, we're not doing that anymore. You've got to go to the GMF for that. Well, if you send down the services to another organization, you're killing this one. And there's all kinds of examples, like very concrete examples, that we have to fight politically. Mm-hmm. But with the ones that are here, Mr. Valiquette, we met with him twice. Lee was there and Mrs. Egan. He hasn't done a thing. The $50 they charge handicapped people to take the handicapped van to go to their doctor in Wakefield or in Gatineau, $50 for a handicapped person, it's already having enough problems. Why? You can go to Maniwaki for $650.
Yep.
And it's going to take them a lot longer because they're going to make double the distances. None of it makes sense. Money-wise, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for sick people. They've got to change their, and somehow in your resolution, put in criteria. Put in is the criteria that they've set in to destroy us. And they know what they're doing very well. You did it with the schools. We almost lost our school. Not because there weren't kids, because they weren't giving enough French. That's the reason we almost lost the school, and then they wouldn't let them drive north. They destroyed it by the back door.
Mm-hmm. Are there
so
any
anyhow,
other?
This
sorry.
Is very good, but go to FQM and go to the other one.
UMQ?
No, the MIC, the other group.
The UMQ.
Go to them so that it goes across the province, because we're not the only ones having trouble.
I mean, the more doors we knock on, the better, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're not the only CLSC.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
No, it's true.
And it's by getting them on board, because you can get all their addresses is online. You can get every CLSC, every municipality, you can just zip them all, let them pass it. Because the CLSC is the best thing you can have.
Yep.
I travel a lot being a year, like throughout Quebec. Like I go everywhere, every region. What's going on since centralisation? Mm-hmm. Like they're trying to get rid of the small outfits like ours to push them towards the bigger ones.
Yeah.
And you're right, Mrs. Canavan. Everywhere I go, the smaller areas, they're going through the same thing we are.
But that's where your CLSC is the most important.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you go to Gracefield or Maniwaki, there's two doctor offices in Gracefield.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the doctor goes to the CLSC.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Yeah.
That wouldn't it make more sense that ours would be the one that would have
sure.
the open door concept and have a doctor coming down? They've
yep.
already got two doctors. Wakefield has two doctor offices plus a hospital. We're sitting here
it's
with
just that
four municipalities around us.
We're at the southern end of our MRC,
yeah.
and we're always getting penalized.
Yeah.
Because we're close to the urban area.
We always
it's
had,
not fair.
But we always had inter-regional agreements.
Okay, but it's just that we're always the one getting hit about, cutting everything. Like, they cut the bank. They cut, now it's a CLSC. We've been fighting. When we got the CLSC doors open, it had been closed 3 years. You remember. So the mayors, and there was quite a few mayors, there were some councillors and citizens. We took that orange bus and we went down to Limbaugh and we faced Ebaya. And when Chantal Lamarche got up to talk and to point out that we're losing, we want this open, we needed the service and so on, he laughed in her face. Well, he didn't laugh long, because it wasn't long after that he was gone. He was replaced. But, and then we got the doors open. We got a director at the time. We got a secretary. Although she wasn't bilingual at the time, we got that rectified as well. The nurses were there. The social workers were there. The psychologist was there. The only thing missing, again, is a doctor. And like I mentioned a while ago, the reason for that is they will not come up if they're going to make the same salary they're making downtown.
But Carol,
unfortunately, that's the way.
You're right, but we need to protest
yes,
that fact
exactly.
and make it heard. Back last time they tried to close the school, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
When there was roadblocks on the 105, people started to listen, right?
Yeah.
Well, we might have to get to that.
We got to be seen.
Yeah. So
mobilize people.
And that's the whole point of getting the support from the MRC. And when I say the MRC, it's all not including myself, but because I'm already on it. But the other 16 mayors to support our resolution, and then at that time it would be at the MRC VG level so that they also support us. But there's nothing stopping from municipalities from sending us their support by way
well,
of resolution as well.
To all the municipalities
Absolutely.
And the CLSC offices.
Yeah.
Every CLSC, I think they still have a board of directors. They used to have a board of directors.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's gone now. I'm not sure.
Well, wait, there is a CISO.
It's
CISO.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's a CISO board of directors. We have it on the list. We have Marc Bilodeau, president and CEO of the CIS,
yes,
d'Outaouais. We have Marion Carrière, commissioner for complaints and quality service for CISO.
Yeah, that's all centralized.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you go nowhere. We've gone every one of those.
It doesn't matter. We're still going to do it.
But you know,
there's just the board of directors, Robert Bussière, Mathieu Lacombe, Christian Dubé, Lionel Carman, Sonia Bélanger, and François Legault. Sonia Bélanger and François Legault are the two people responsible for this. Okay? That's the action plan for 2024 to 2029. And in there, it's all about seniors and what this plan is to support them. And one of the main issues is health. So that's why I brought this forward, because it's important to understand they adopted this last year.
Yeah.
Okay? Now we're facing, you said, 1.5 million?
1.5 billion.
Billion cuts.
Because you know one of the impacts that isn't in there? If we look at all across Quebec, not just here alone, our seniors' residences, you know what's going to happen? They're cutting the home care service budget by 50%. The new people getting sick now are going to get 50% less services. We're sitting with seniors. A lot of them don't have families. They're sick. What are we going to do with them? The nursing homes can't take them.
No.
What are we going to do with them?
Yeah. See, that's another thing that's in this.
Nursing homes are closed left, right, and center.
Yeah. So what are our residences? Who's going to be responsible for these people?
Absolutely.
So that's another level that's going to come, where we probably should get in on the housing authorities and those different groups. We're going to do it from the residents, get some of them on board, saying, look, we're heading towards this problem. We already have some problem, but there's going to be worse. So we're going to try and get them on board. It's time that we say that priority, health is priority. Let them make choices. We can't have everything we want when we're in crisis. We're in economic crisis. Let's get the government to say, let's look at priorities. Forget the nice things, let's forget the luxuries so we can afford it.
Look, this resolution, we're requesting a meeting with them, okay? We want to sit with them. We want to have all our questions answered. We want to know what's going on. And we have other questions that we want to throw out there to them that we want, like, statistics not going to do anything for us.
They didn't even answer our access to information.
Exactly.
That's legal.
So,
did you ask for it?
No.
Well, I think we did through the residents, eh? And the seniors group. Access to information is a legal document they can't refuse. We never received it from Mr. Valiquette. He told me, his answer was when I reached him by phone, he says, well, you won't like them. Well, I said, I'm not surprised, because you do what you want, the statistics. But I said, the second thing is, he says, Lowe complained about it, and I've got to settle that first. That was a year ago.
Any other questions?
And Valiquette is there to keep the area quiet.
All right, est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Are there any other questions, please?
J'ai aidé une madame pour avoir du service, là, puis c'est M. Lacombe qui m'a vraiment aidé.
Okay.
Fait que je trouve que la secrétaire...
Il est dans la liste.
Bon, mais en tout cas, lui, là, c'est la première personne que, avec tout le tour que j'ai fait pour aider cette madame-là. Là, puis c'est vraiment lui qui m'a vraiment aidé pour l'aider.
Okay. Merci. Merci pour ça.
Parce que la secrétaire est super gentille. Puis l'autre chose, pendant qu'on parle pour la CRC, il y a l'eau aussi. Moi, m'a voté loin pour ceux qui vont mettre un accent pour avoir de l'eau potable, puis que les infrastructures sont finies, sont plus bonnes. Ça pète là. Il y a plusieurs personnes qui... Attends une minute, Justine.
Ouais, mais il y a une nuance.
Après la rencontre, s'il vous plaît.
Je vais répondre à la question, Carole.
Non.
Il y a une nuance à faire avec l'eau, Louise.
Ouais.
Parce que les trois cassures qu'on a eues à Vanassa cet hiver, il y a une cassure sur notre infrastructure. Les deux autres cassures, c'est des infrastructures...
Des citoyens.
Fait que de dire qu'il y a des problèmes d'aqueduc à Vanassa, c'est pas tant vrai. Non. Oui, il y a eu trois cassures. Oui, vous êtes sur un board advisory. Mais il y a deux infrastructures privées qui vous ont causé des problèmes. Ça, c'est en dehors de notre contrôle. La cassure sur le main en avant de chez vous, entièrement de notre contrôle. Mais les deux autres qu'on a eues avant, c'est pas de l'infrastructure municipale, c'était des infrastructures privées. Nous, on n'a pas de pouvoir d'intervenir sur des terrains privés. On s'occupe de notre infrastructure.
Justine, avec tout le respect que je te dois, là, ouais, ça a été écrit noir sur blanc que c'est trop vieux, les tuyaux.
Je peux mettre des tuyaux de la tuyauterie neuf en donnant ça partout, puis si la valve casse chez le voisin, tu n'auras pas d'eau pareil.
Oui, mais c'est au ça moins, qui est le problème. Quand c'est fini, là, ouais,
OK, est-ce que je... Je vous arrête, là.
Oui, c'est
bon, ça le point de cette affaire. Tu as répondu, tu as expliqué, c'est fini. Non, on... S'il n'y a pas d'autres questions concernant qu'est-ce qu'il y a sur l'agenda,
oui.
Are there any more questions on the agenda, please?
I don't have a question, but I just want feedback of how people feel, because I just was told that this was how things are... So they're getting a new building up in Maniwaki, right? Which I could see because the other one kept flooding because it's too close to the Isara River.
The old age home you're talking
about.
Yes.
Okay.
But the CLSC part.
CHS.
Yes. So it's moving. And anyways, but I guess the person who is up, is the director up there, said to a person, oh, you can come and work up from out up here. So I don't know if they're like thinking of closing both here and Gracefield and making everybody work out of Maniwaki, because now they have an app on their phone, and I'm thinking how secure is an app on their phone that they take home with them that your files are on? And I'm like, I don't think I like that idea, because I know from doing tests review with my sister in Ontario, they're not allowed to take anything electronically home. Like, no laptops leave the office and go home in the hospital. So you have CLSC people that are taking they all got phones, new phones from them, that they gave them, so whatever a phone would cost, and they have an app on it that has all their clients and all the information from everybody that client has seen. And I'm thinking to myself, and how secure is that for these people?
It's a good question, but...
I know it's really not...
something we can address tonight.
That is a bad...
Yeah, we don't obviously have the answers
like,
to that.
I know
but
you
that
guys
what,
don't have an answer for it.
But that is
thinking,
what we can take when we are having
that
these meetings with these others and say, this is the reality
of what is happening.
And how is that supposed to work? And
it's leading to closing the building.
Yes, that's what it is. It's leading to closing two buildings, when you think of it. And I'm thinking to myself, all those, that's not... I don't know. I've just been thinking about that,
we'll add it to the list. Yeah. We'll ask. And explore.
Can you find out? I was told that the secretary is being sent to Gracefield. That's why the doors are going to be locked. You didn't find out anything about
they
that?
They didn't tell me that.
Well, supposedly she's been gone. The doors have been locked.
I went there Thursday morning.
Yeah, she was
because there. I had an appointment. It wasn't the regular girl at the reception, which I was a little surprised about.
Yeah.
So my appointment was for, we'll say, 8:10, but I got there early. They took me right away. And there was five other people in line for their blood tests as well. And that was for 8 o'clock. So you can imagine the day must have been booked. But the nurse that was there... I asked her, I said, are you aware of anything closing or cutbacks or whatever? And she said, first of all, I'm not even supposed to be here. I'm retired. Yeah. I came in to help out. I said, okay. She says, because normally she's in oncology at her old job. So I said, what is going on? I said, I'd like to know just... you know, trying to make conversation and find out some information. And that's where she pointed out that there's going to be, right now, well, now, like last month or last week, they were drawing blood Tuesdays and Thursdays. That was the 2 days for blood tests. The rest of the time, well, if you needed a social worker or if you needed a psychologist, it was by appointment. Same thing with blood work. Everything's by appointment, right? So she says that, well, now in the future it's going to be 1 day a week and maybe possibly a half a day a week for blood draws. And if you still need to see the social worker or the psychologist, you still have to make an appointment and you go on the days that they're available. Is this okay? So I said, what about the nursing services? And what about home care? So then she said, well, that she said that they have to call. Because I had made a bit of research before that. I was on the phone with, you must know, Chantal Jarret. You've heard of her?
From yes, she's the head person.
That's right. Milwaukee. So I called her, and what she explained to me, and I wanted to know, I said, for the services at home, like if somebody needs their blood pressure taken or their blood, and I said, what can they get it done other than having a doctor's note, nurekait, from a doctor? She says, oh, yes. She said, all they have to do, a person can call the CLSC, say they need help either to take their sugar levels or their pressure and this and that. And I said, okay, so you go right away? No, we don't go right away. We send a social worker to evaluate the person. So as Debbie Cameron had mentioned, for her son, you know, 3 pages they go through once a year. But for people who just call, that's what's happening. And then they decide if they're eligible to have home care come in from the CLSC to do what they need to be done.
It's 30 pages to fill out for a new person.
3 hours I sat with her.
The social workers are overworked.
Okay, so anyways, I understand that. We all understand that the nurses and everyone are really overworked. They've cut back on a lot of positions, unfortunately, and it's always the same people that are filling in. Mm-hmm. And they're worn out.
Yeah.
They're worn out, and we have to, you know, get the government to inject more money into keeping these people and bringing in new people.
C'est pour ça qu'on appelle ça une cellule de crise.
C'est ça.
C'est parce qu'on veut avoir un résultat, mais on veut aussi essayer d'avoir une collaboration.
Mm-hmm. I would really like you people to make a request for training center in Lowell.
Okay, well, one thing at a time, Colette. I'm sorry. We can't go there now.
We'll never find a solution if we...
No, I understand that, but right now, that's not on our radar right now. We're trying to rectify one thing first.
Yeah,
and it's a major for us.
But the thing is, it won't get rectified if we don't start reversing the trend, because we have a whole lot of kids here. How many would come and take nursing here, first year nursing in Lowell?
I don't know, but right now... We're past due. So I think we're going to...
Is no one interested in taking one part of that
deuxième
part to see if we can help the health system by looking at the solution?
The school is actually working on some programs.
Yeah.
Okay. Preliminary, they're just starting. The school is actually starting to work on specific and different programs.
But it's a request from municipalities saying you need it, 2 colleges. That's what's needed.
Mm-hmm.
They told me at the colleges when I tried to set them up, like I did in the past with other programs, they said, but no municipality tells us we need it. That was my answer from the college.
Okay.
Nobody says you need it. How many times have you looked for DGs and inspectors? I've been trying to get them to set up a 2-year training course. Who are you to ask for that? No municipality asks us. And it's true, I am nobody.
Okay, well, we're going to finish this meeting. We're going to close, if you don't mind.
No, I'm going home.
So it's 7:55.
No.
Donc, la fermeture de la rencontre, c'est unanime?
Oui. Oui.
Merci. Unanimous.
But I hope that you will remember that and you will get involved with elections this fall. Get your platform ready. Get one person who says, I'm going to work on this, I'm going to work on that. That's long beyond your jobs, beyond your responsibilities.
Thank you for coming in.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.